If you leave me now, where would I stand? Jesus, 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 you are my anchor for life. Oh,
yes, sir.
If you let me go, where would I go? If you leave me alone, where would I stand? Jesus, 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 you are my anchor for life. Oh,
if you leave me now, where would I go? If you leave me now, where would I stand? Jesus, 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 you are my.
Nowhere to go except in you, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus
Lord,
we'll Christ.
Give you praise, oh God.
We have no other place to go except in you. In you we find our complete being, Jesus. Bigger than all our questions, God is bigger than everything. Yes, you are bigger than every mountain we cannot see. Our God is
bigger than all my
questions. He's bigger than everything.
He's bigger than everything.
My Lord,
God is bigger than every mountain I cannot see.
Than every mountain we cannot see. Our God is bigger than every problem. This God is bigger than everything. God is bigger than every mountain we cannot see. Our God is
bigger than
bigger than every
That's why they say you are bigger than the biggest, mightier than the mightiest, higher than the highest, deeper than the deepest. Your goodness is insatiable. You that knows the intent of the heart of every man. You solve every problem in time and on time. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. And may the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, somebody. Are you happy in the house? Can you make a joyful noise unto the Lord? Praise the Lord. For coming this morning to study the word of the Lord. You will not lose your reward. In the name of Jesus. Okay, just before we go into Bible study, I want us to take just one hymn. Hymn 239. Jesus, I have promised. Just that hymn. Hallelujah. It is a promise. I want us to reaffirm that promise unto the Lord this morning. Lord Jesus, I have promised. Hymn 239.
Jesus,
Just bow down your heads in prayer. Precious and everlasting Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for yet another privilege to come to your presence this morning. We bless your name. Precious Father, we thank you for the testimonies you have given us within the week. And Lord, we thank you for the testimony you will give to your children at the end of this service. May your name alone be exalted. In Jesus' name. Precious Father, we want to go into your word. And only you can give understanding of your word. Only you can interpret your word to your children. Holy Spirit of the living God, we invite you now to come and teach us your word. Precious Lord, circumcise the ears of your children that they will hear your word. And Lord, circumcise somebody's heart here that they may believe your word. At the end, Father, all glory will return back to you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' faithful name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. We want to go into Bible study. Hallelujah. And this morning, we want to look at what happened in Eden. That is our topic this morning. What happened in Eden. Amen. Or you can call it the doctrine of the serpent seed. What was the sin of Adam and Eve that brought death to all generations of people up till now? Why are men, human beings, reduced to this level we are now? Until another human being can kill a fellow human being, eat his flesh, drink his blood without conscience, it is as a result of what happened in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. Why was God so angry that he had to wipe out all the children of Adam in the days of Noah, leaving only Adam and the three sons, Ham, Shet, and Japheth? That all of us came through this one family. Ham, Shem, Japheth, the three sons of Adam, were the whole earth repopulated, and yet we hate each other. We fight wars and kill one another. It is as a result of what happened in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. So this morning, that is what we are looking at. So please, follow me gently as we go. Praise the name of the Lord. To old members of this ministry, this is not a new teaching. But I know somebody may be listening to us for the first time. Wherever you are watching, connected all over the world, maybe you are hearing this topic for the first time. Hallelujah. And you are wondering and asking yourself, what is the meaning of the serpent of the serpent seed? Oh, sorry. Thank you for that correction. Sorry. It is the three sons of Noah, not Adam. Ham, Shem, and Japheth are the three sons of Noah. Sorry, it's a slip of tongue. Hallelujah. God bless my pastor for that correction. Praise God. Hallelujah. So please, I want you to follow me gently. There is a traditional belief that we all know, we've been taught before. Some of us came to this ministry. We had a belief of what we think happened in the Garden of Eden. maybe in our former churches, maybe in our schools, somebody like me, praise God. I was in primary 5 in my village. And that fateful day in school, our mistress, it was one hot afternoon. She brought us out of the classroom, took us in, under a mango tree in a field, and we're having Christian religious knowledge. Hallelujah. And under the tree, mango tree in a field, she told us that Adam and Eve ate apple in the Garden of Eden, and that was what brought death to mankind. Amen. Praise God. So I grew up with this understanding. Hallelujah. And I remember that time, anytime somebody died in my village, I will begin to blame Adam and Eve for eating apple. Amen. I came to town, passed through all the denominational churches I passed through. They were still upholding the same teaching until in 2010, when I joined this ministry. It was in this church, Bread Assembly, that I first heard the word, the doctrine of the serpent seed. Hallelujah. And some of us are like that. We are seated here. Hallelujah. And this doctrine is so important. If you are running the Christian race and you want to make heaven, you must understand this doctrine. Praise God. And there are two mysteries that are embedded in this doctrine. Two important mysteries. One, the mystery of iniquity. The mystery of iniquity is how Satan entered and perverted the purpose of God, took over control of man up till today. It started in the Garden of Eden. It is called the mystery of iniquity. The next mystery you will find in this teaching is the mystery of godliness. The mystery of godliness is how God himself will show the devil the way out of his program and redeem man whom he has created back to himself. It is called the mystery of godliness. These two mysteries are found in this doctrine, the doctrine of the serpent seed. And if you are running the race you want to make heaven, if you don't know how it started, how will you be cleansed to make the kingdom of God? Hallelujah. So this morning, we want to look at what happened in Eden. Praise the name of the Lord. So IT, please, for purpose of introduction, there are some scriptures I want to lay emphasis on. It will help us to understand the teaching as we go. I want to emphasize on some certain scriptures. IT, please give me the next slide. Praise God. Now, I want to emphasize on these following scriptures. Genesis chapter 1. I need a fast reader, please. Genesis chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 12.
Genesis 1:11-12, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Verse 12, and the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good.
Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody praise the name of the Lord. Now that scripture, praise God. Genesis 1, 11, 12. It is a law of reproduction. And that law was given by God himself before he created Adam. Before he planted the garden in the east of Eden, God issued out this law. And the law says, every living thing, whether it is plant, whether it is human being, whether it is animal, every living thing, you are to bear fruit after your kind. That means if you plant orange tree must produce orange fruit. Is somebody hearing me? You plant mango tree must produce mango fruit. Hallelujah. Monkey must begat a monkey. And snake must begat snake. It is a law. And if you break this law, it means you want to produce something not after his kind. And it is a sin before God. Hallelujah. Just follow me, please. This is introduction. I will go into details. I want to lay emphasis. The next scripture there. The next scripture. Hebrew 9. I think Hebrew 9:22. IT, please help me. Hebrew 9:22. Hebrew 9:22, and almost all things are by law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. Amen. Somebody, did you understand that scripture? Praise God. Now, this is another law issued by God also, because the first law was broken in the Garden of Eden. Praise God. The first law that God issued was broken. Now, when it comes to redemption, God buying back man to himself, he issued another law. And this second law is saying, for God to redeem you and I, blood must be shed. And why must blood be shed? Because what happened in the Garden of Eden involved blood. Is somebody hearing me? So, blood must be shed. Genesis 9 verse 4 tells us that life is in the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no life. It's a law of God. Hallelujah. Remember I told you, two mysteries are in this teaching. Amen. Let's go ahead. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2 and verse 4. Verse 2 to verse 4. We are looking at what happened in the Garden of Eden. What was the sin of Adam and Eve that brought death to mankind? That is what we are looking at. Hallelujah.
For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Verse 4.
Go ahead.
But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, ye might well bear with me.
God bless you. Praise God. Please, I say you should follow me. Follow me gradually. Hallelujah. I want to establish a truth to you. Praise God. Now, in the end time message circle, hallelujah, somebody. In the end time message circle, even in the early days in this ministry, we believe that what happened was sex for pleasure. If you go to any end time message church, they will tell you it is sex for pleasure. Is somebody hearing me? But in this ministry, we are flowing a further light. And it is a further light of truth. Hallelujah. Now, why did Apostle Paul make reference to what happened in the Garden of Eden in his admonition to the church? Apostle Paul was one of the seven-star messengers of the Gentile church age. And when the Jews rejected the gospel, God directed Apostle Paul to take the gospel to the Gentiles. And having done that, he had espoused the church to one husband, our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, as a chaste virgin. Who is a chaste virgin? A word-based Christian. A Christian who is established in the world. And we are supposed to remain in that chaste estate until we come into physical contact with our Savior husband. Is somebody hearing me? But it didn't happen. Praise God. While he was admonishing the church, already the mystery of iniquity have started working out in the church. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. Somebody help me. 2 Thessalonians 2. The mystery of iniquity had already started working in the church. And it was about the time of departure of Apostle Paul from the scene. And he was warning us seriously because he saw what was coming to befall the church.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way.
God bless you. This is what he saw while he was admonishing us. Already, that mystery of iniquity have started working in the church. Satan has already anointed his own ministers and sent them to the church to cause confusion. And he was warning the church to remain in this chaste estate. Don't give heed to another spirit with another gospel. But the church never listened to that warning. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The church never heed to that warning. And before you know it, we fell by the spirit of false prophets and false teachers. Hallelujah. We gave heed to another spirit with another gospel, just as it happened in the Garden of Eden. That was why he made reference to what happened in Eden. What happened in Eden, if listened to another gospel. Is somebody listening? That was it. Please follow me. We are going to somewhere. Praise God. Listen. Sex for pleasure happened after they have fallen. They have departed from the faith. That was why they engage in sex for pleasure.
So what happened was not sex for pleasure. What happened was, as soon as Adam stepped out of the house, Adam, who has the original word, Adam was a son of God, and God gave him his word. As soon as he stepped out, Satan sent his own minister to go and talk to that woman. The interest was the woman. Go and confuse that woman. Go and deceive that woman to hear your gospel. Amen. And the serpent, under the influence of Satan, approached the woman with sweet mouth, with another gospel, and the woman fell. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, that will not be our portion in this age, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Give me the next scripture where I am still introducing. Hallelujah. We will go into details to explaining all this, but I am introducing the topic to you. Follow me. Galatians chapter 1.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel.
Unto what?
Another gospel. Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ.
Go ahead, sir.
But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please, are you following me? Are you following me? If you are following, please let me hear your voice. Are you following me? Praise God. Please, let's flow together. Now, do you understand? Do we all understand that scripture? Galatians 1, 6 to 9. Praise God. Hallelujah. The church, Apostle Paul, said we are soon removed from the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that has been preached to us into another gospel. Praise God. We have given heed to another spirit. And that is why the confusion you are seeing in the church today is taking place. That is why Christians are having one Bible, but we are saying different things. We have listened to another gospel. Praise the name of the Lord. The next scripture, I think John chapter 3, verse 3. Somebody help me. John 3, verse 3. Hallelujah.
I pray. Now, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
God bless you. Praise God. Now, what is the reason to be born again? Every preacher you see anywhere, in the marketplace, in the street, in the church, anyone you see with mic that call himself a preacher, tells you must be born again. But why must you be born again? What happened to the first birth is a question that even Nicodemus asked Jesus. Praise God. Why must you be born again? Is as a result of what happened in the Garden of Eden. Praise God. All men were born sinners. We came to this world lying. We came to this world as fornicators. We came as adulterers. We came cheating one another. Covetous people. That was the nature that brought us into this world. Praise God. And with that nature, no man can see the Lord. So, to be born again means that that nature has to be changed by the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to apply the blood of Jesus in the heart to cleanse you, to purge you from this serpentine nature that was contaminated with man. Human being, the blood was contaminated with the blood of an animal. And that is why we are what we are today. That is why there is so much hatred in the world. So to be born again is God cleaning you from that animal nature. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, what is this thing that happened? Praise God. IT, please, the next slide. Praise the name of the Lord. Man, Adam, was a son of God. He was ordained to have life eternally. Adam was supposed to produce sons and daughters of God that will live eternal life. But instead of us now enjoying eternal life, in fact, there wouldn't have been any one bit of Satan's threat in our life. But instead, death reigns supreme. So what happened? Praise God. A foreign substance, listen to me. A foreign substance, very strange in nature, was introduced in the body of the woman, Adam's wife. Hallelujah. And what is that foreign substance? It is the blood gene of the serpent who was demonically influenced. Amen. The serpent, as far as the serpent was concerned, he was going to have sex for pleasure with Eve. But unknown to him, Satan was behind that quest for that sex. Satan was the one pushing him to go and do that. Because Satan had a different agenda. Satan has a secret agenda that the serpent didn't know. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody praise the Lord. Are you confused? Is somebody confused? Are you flowing with me? Are you flowing with me? God bless you. Praise God. Now, this thing we are talking here, I hope you know, is a play. Praise God. Hello. This is a home movie. Let me use that language. A home movie that was going on here in the Garden of Eden. And there are characters involved in this movie. I hope you know. There are characters involved in this movie. Hello, somebody. God was number one character. Satan was there. Adam was there. Eve was there. And the serpent was there. Five characters. And each character playing the role that was written of him by God. Are you following? Each of these characters has a role because the script was written by God. And he knew, or God knew, the role each of them will play. It didn't take him by surprise. before he created Adam and Eve, put them in the Garden of Eden, God knew that they will fall. Hallelujah. If he didn't know they will fall, he wouldn't have made, God wouldn't have made room for salvation. Do you know that? He couldn't have done that. If he knew Adam and Eve will not fall, God wouldn't have made room for an escape. Amen, somebody. Praise the name of the Lord. So definitely, Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden by what happened. IT, give me the next slide, please. Let me have the next slide. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I've told you that substance that went into the body of Eve was the blood gene of the serpent, who was demonically influenced, who was under the control of Satan. And he went into Eve, and that action resulted in a production of something not of his kind. That action resulted in the production of a hybrid called Cain. Hallelujah. Cain was a hybrid. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. So because of that, there is need for you and I to be born again. We are not supposed to manifest satanic trait in our life. We are not supposed to be sinners. We are not supposed to lie. We are not supposed to be fornicators. We are all what we are today because of what took place in the Garden of Eden. So man must be born again. Praise God. Please, Genesis chapter 2.
And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed.
Verse 9.
And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want us to look at this scripture, Genesis 2, 8 and 9. Certainly, God planted a garden in the east of Eden and gave it to Adam to dress it. In this garden, natural trees grew out of the ground. In this Garden of Eden, there are natural trees that grew out of the ground to bear fruit for food for Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. They were free to eat of the fruit of these natural trees. They were made for food for them. Amen. Now, there are two other trees. There are three types of tree in this Garden of Eden. Three types of trees. The natural trees that grew from the ground. There are two other trees that did not grow out of the ground. Amen. And they are not literal trees. Praise God. The tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they are not natural trees. They didn't grow from the ground. So where were these trees situated? That's what we want to look at now. Hallelujah. Also take note. Show me Genesis 2:9. Genesis 2:9.
And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Genesis 2:9. Take note. There is a play of words around that verse. Hello? There is an interjectory statement in Genesis 2:9. And it is to call the attention of somebody to something very different. Are you following me? Now, hallelujah. The tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil, I say, they are not natural trees. And these two trees did not grow out of the ground. So where were these trees? Praise the name of the Lord. Take note also that in this garden, there is another garden. You didn't hear me? There is another garden in the Garden of Eden. Hello? The two trees, the Bible said they were in the midst of the garden. Praise God. And that garden is not the Garden of Eden. So, what is this garden? Let's look at symbolic languages. Symbolic languages. Praise God. Then we'll understand better what I am talking about. Hallelujah. There are symbolic languages that we need to understand before I proceed. Praise the name of the Lord. Take note. The Bible we are reading is written in the language of the Spirit of God. And only the Spirit of God can grant you understanding to His word. Bible is not a newspaper. It is not a literature book. It is not an academic book. You can read and interpret because you go to school, you are a lecturer, you are this and that. You cannot interpret the Bible because you are a lecturer. You can be a lecturer, but the Spirit of God will not give you understanding to His word. That is why the Bible says that He hid His word from the wise and prudent, and He revealed it unto babes. Those who are willing to learn, those who are willing to obey the Spirit of the Lord, God will reveal His word to them. Praise the Lord. So, the first symbolic language there, let's look at the first one. IT, please. Symbolic languages. It is the first one. I want to explain.
Such is the way of an adulterous woman.
Proverbs 30 verse 20.
She eats and wipeth her mouth and said, I have done no wickedness.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, before I proceed, we had an understanding in this church before that what happened in Eden, we've tried to explain it to convince you or to justify the fact that what took place was sex for pleasure. Praise God. Now, listen carefully. What took place, or that scripture, Proverbs 30, 20, cannot be applied to what happened in the Garden of Eden. Are you hearing me? If you apply it, you will get it wrong. I want to appreciate God for the servant of God we have in this ministry, Pastor Moses Alu. He is an epitome of humility. A man that will teach you the word of God. And when he found out that this one is a mistake, he will humbly come back and tell you, sorry, this one I taught you yesterday and a mistake. See the correct one here. Praise God. His type is not common in the Christendom. Are you hearing me? So, you are highly privileged being a member of this church. Now listen, that it in Proverbs 30:20, an adulterous woman, the Bible says she ate, clean her mouth, and deny that she didn't do anything. Hello? You know who is an adulterous woman? She told her husband that she's going to market. And from going to market, she branched in her boyfriend's house to eat. Amen. Hallelujah. She branched to eat and spent hours. Hallelujah. Now, when she came back to the house, the husband confronted her. Honey, what happened now? You spend a lot of time. What happened? The woman said, husband, honey, you don't understand though. The kind of stress where I go through today, you don't understand. Come and see how Dangote trailer, 4 block road. We are in a traffic for 5 hours. Dangote trailer, block road. No way to pass. Meanwhile, she was eating in her boyfriend's house. That is the way of an adulterous woman. But she ate and denied. Praise God. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 and verse 7. Praise God. Now let's see the action of Eve when she ate.
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and the tree to be desired, so make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat.
God bless you.
Eat.
God bless you, sir. Did Eve deny her action? Women, answer me. Eve denied her action. She didn't deny. Praise God. She even gave to her husband to eat. Hallelujah. Praise God. She gave to her husband to eat. Praise God. Even though Adam ate under pressure, Adam ate under a heated argument. Because Adam knew what the word of God is. Why Eve was convincing him to eat, Adam was deep, in his heart, he was disturbed. But what could he do? If Adam do otherwise, he will destroy the family. Remember, Eve was the only companion he had. So, Adam didn't eat it easily. But for the love he had for the wife and for the interest of the family, he has to succumb to pressure to eat. So what am I trying to say? You cannot apply Proverbs 30:20 to what happened in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. Now I want to show you another eat. John chapter 6, verse 50 to verse 54.
This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood had eternal life, and I'll raise him up at the last day.
God bless you. Praise God. Now, this eat here, does it mean they will catch Jesus, tear him to pieces and start eating him? Is that what it means? Praise God. Now listen. When Adam and Eve have eaten of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, when they decided to identify with that tree, God took the tree of life away from them. God denied them access to the tree of life. Hallelujah. Now, 4,000 years after, God brought that same tree of life to mankind. That a man should eat and have life. Jesus is that tree of life. Jesus is the personification of the tree of life. If you don't have that understanding, if you don't relate to him with that right understanding as the tree of life, there is no eternal life in you. So what is this eat here? John 5, 24 and 25. John chapter 5.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me had everlasting life.
Hallelujah.
And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
Amen. 25.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live.
Praise God. Praise God. This it here has to do with hearing something. Hallelujah. That it has to do with hearing something. What caused the fall of man in the Garden of Eden? Eve had something. What is the way out? You must also hear something. Without that understanding, brother, sister, there is no eternal life for you. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So it is what they had that caused the fall. Sex took place later. Praise the name of the Lord. Now let's understand the next symbolic language. The next symbolic language. Symbolic language. The Bright TV, symbolic language. No, let me see. Garden, garden, garden. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, garden. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, listen. There is a natural garden that God planted in the east of Eden. In this natural garden, natural trees grew out of the ground. There is also another garden that is not natural in the Garden of Eden. What is this garden? Before we understand this garden, Songs of Solomon chapter 4, verse 12.
A garden enclosed in my sister, my spouse. A spring shut up, a fountain sealed.
Hallelujah. So what garden is the scripture referring to here? What is the garden that scripture is referring to? The human body as a garden. Is somebody hearing me? The human body as a garden. That means, hallelujah. That means, praise God. Eve was given to Adam as a garden. Now, what is a garden? Whether it is literal or symbolic. Don't disconnect. Follow me. What is a garden? A garden, I hope I have agri students here. A garden is an enclosure where seed can be planted to reproduce itself.
Fire on.
Hallelujah. Now, what was the commission? What was the commission of Adam and Eve? Thank you, sir. Praise God. I will end it here. When I have the privilege to come again, we will continue. But listen, let me explain this. What is the commission of Adam and Eve? Be fruitful and multiply. That was their commission. How would they multiply? God brought Eve, gave to Adam as a garden where the seed will be planted for multiplication. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Time is not on my side. Hallelujah. Please, brethren, we will continue. If I have the privilege to come back again, we will continue from where we stopped. There is still more things to say. Hallelujah. So that you will understand this mystery of what happened in the Garden of Eden. It's a serious and a great mystery that we must understand. Praise the name of the Lord. But for today, let's end it here. In case you have a question, there is no time for me to take questions. In case you have a question, please, tomorrow 7 p.m. is ask your pastor. Package your question tomorrow and direct it to the pastor. And the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus.